Finished unit 6, huh? And we are going to start unit 7. Do you have any question about unit 6? About lesson 6? Do you have any questions? No? Wife? Yes. We have husband and wife. My father was the husband, my mother was his wife. A woman is wife. Yes. But try to say it in English. Any question? Exercise 8. Page 59, exercise 8. Practice the use of count nouns and non-count nouns. Substitute the words into the statement. Use the plural form of count nouns. This exercise can be simplified if the teacher gives the plural forms of the count nouns, e.g., pencils instead of a pencil. That a store sells pens. Pencil. That a store sells pencils. Ink. That a store sells ink. Apple. That a store sells apples. ببینید اونجا یه بحثی داشتیم که وقتی که اسامی رو به عنوان نوع به کار میبریم اونجا دیگه حرف تعریف لازم ندارن. مثلا میگیم apples are good to eat، سیب ها برای خوردن خوبن، یا that store sells apples، سیب میفروشه، اس جمع میدیم به سیب، اون وقت دیگه نمیگیم the apple یا an apple. یه واقع هست که ما حرف تعریف رو به کار میبریم وقتی اشاره به یه سیب خاص داریم، در اون صورت میگیم the apple. وقتی که میگیم که سیب خاصی مورد نظر نیست، میگیم an apple a day keeps the doctor away، یک سیب در روز دکتر رو دور از خونه نگه میداره. به عبارت دیگه کسی روزی یه دونه سیب بخوره. اونجا هم A داریم، ولی اینجا به طور عامه مثلا میگیم lions are dangerous animals، شیرها حیوانات خطرناکی هستن، یا شیر حیوان خطرناکی است. اینجا هم همینطور that store sells milk، اون مغازه شیر میفروشه به طور کلی، منتها اون به اصطلاح اسامی مثل میلک و کافی و اینها که نمیشه، یعنی حالا غیر قابل شمارش هستن، اسم نمیگیرن. اونایی هم که قابل شمارش هستن فقط شما یه اسم میذاریم. همه متوجه شدیم؟ Yes, exercise 9.
Do you need anything? Yes. Just a little.
Yes, just.
Little, please. Just be zayi uçumadan diyeyim.
کدومو دارید میگید؟ ببخشید من یه لحظه حواسم.
چیز اولیه. مثال.
خب.
Do you need anything?
خب.
Just a little please.
آها. Please. عرضم به حضورتون که این please یه وقت هست که جزء اداته. مثل مثلا sorry و او اینا. یه وقت هست که فعله، یعنی کسی رو راضی کردن، تو پلیز سامبادی. یه وقت هست معنی خوش آمدنه. اینجا جزء به اصطلاح کلماتی است که برای خواهش مطرح میشه. پلیز اوپن دی ویندو، لطفاً پنجره رو بر. اینم میگه yes just a little please، بله لطفاً یه کمی. No thank you. Just یعنی یک کمی. Only. Just.
Hmm?
فقط یک کمی ببینید، یه وقت هست میگین a little، یه وقت هم میگین just a little، فقط یک کمی. اون فقط رو برای چی به کار میاریم؟ به عنوان تأکید اون یک کمی دیگه. بله همین nine gasoline or gas. ببینید یکی از آقایان دیگه همین سوال داشتن، گسولین که اونا خلاصش میگن گاز، بنزین اونا میگن گسولین، با گازوئیل اشتباه نشه. گازوئیلی که ما میگیم اونا میگن دیزل فیول، سوخت دیزل. کجا نوشته؟ ولی معنی بنزینه. آه بله ممکنه دیگه. منی برای چیزایی که میتونیم بشمورین. There are many students in the class. We don't have much time. وقت زیادی نداریم. He doesn't have much money. خیلی پول نداره. Much milk. بله سیکستین. ببینید اگر که شما این چیزها رو همه رو همه شایی به فارسی بگید، اشکالی بی که هیچ موقع دیگه عادت نمی کنی به انگلیسی صحبت کردن. خب exercise which page؟ page 65. exercise okay read it. Bill. Okay, Bill is a name. شماره سه با بی بزرگ نوشته. بیل اسمه. بله. ببینید تمرین اینجوری شروع میشه. Mary is leaving. بله. Mary is leaving. Does she have her books? John is leaving. Does he have his books? The students are leaving. Do they have their books? حالا اینجا چند تا اسم گفته؟ سومی بیله. بیل هم اسم مذکره، اسم پسره. اگر does he have his book؟ درسته؟ درسته. بیل به معنی لایحه قانونی هست. معنی قانون درسته، ولی اینجا شما در مورد اشخاص داری صحبت میکنی. My son. پسر من. پسر شما مرده، حتما مرده دیگه. پس ضمیرش چی میشه؟ He is. Finished? No question. My wife. My sister. درسته متعلق به منه، ولی در واقع اشاره به اون شخصه و جنسیتش. My sister is a woman. My mother is a woman. My wife is a woman. Okay. Today we are going to talk about requests. سوال محمد. Please is a polite term used in making requests. یک واژه ترم اصطلاحه. It is a polite term. یه اصطلاح مؤدبانه است. We use when we want to make a request. Request the same as demand. موقعی که میخوایم تقاضا بکنیم. We use please. Please is a term. We use when we want to make a request or demand. What's the matter? Please. Would you and let please please repeat yes Yes. For example, we say, please open the window. Please close the window. Please open the door. Please close the door. This is a demand. This is a request. Another way of making a request is, would you? You see, it has the form of a question. Would you open the door, please? Or would you please open the door? به جای اینکه پلیز تنها رو به کار ببریم، از would هم استفاده میکنیم. منتها این سوال نیست، درخواسته. Would you please open the door? Or would you open the door, please? Please میتونه ته جمله هم بره. یا اینکه رسما بگیم که please open the door. Please open your books. Please don't talk. Repeat after me. Please don't talk.
Please don't talk.
Please repeat after me. Would you please repeat after me?
Would you please repeat after me?
Would you repeat after me, please? ببینید تکرار میکنم این would you درسته که حالت سوالی داره ولی در واقع درخواستی رو مطرح میکنیم So please open the door میتونه پلیز اول جمله بیاد میتونه آخر جمله هم بیاد مثلا don't open the door please Would you please open the door, please? معمولا در حالت مثبتم مطرح اون یکی منفی هم داره don't open would you listen please Would you listen please? ممکنه لطفاً گوش بکنید؟ یا would you please listen? Would you please listen? خب یه دونه دیگه درخواست داریم، این هم درخواسته هم یه وقتایی بهش میگیم پیشنهاد، because it includes the speaker. Example, let's go to a movie tonight. Let's go to a movie tonight. درسته این یه ریکوسته، یه درخواسته، ولی در این حال یه پیشنهادم هست. ببینید به فارسی میگیم بیا امشب بریم سینما. این پیشنهادیه که شما میکنین. و از جمله این دوتای مسئله داره. مسئلهش اینه که این سخنگو در شامل نیست، در حالی که اینجا کسی که صحبت میکنه جزوی از این تقاضاست. Let's go to a movie tonight. بیا امشب به سینما بریم. و اون شخص هم اگر که حوصله نداشته باشه میگه که No, let's not. بیا نریم. I am tired. Let's go to a movie tonight. Let's go to a movie tonight. Let's watch TV tonight. Let's study tonight. Let's go to park on Friday. The weather is fine. Let's take a walk in the jungle. The weather is fine. Let's take a walk in the jungle. The weather is fine. Let's take a walk in the jungle. You say, no, let's not. No, let's not. I am tired. No, let's not. I am hungry. من گشنم قدم زدم میخوام چه کنم. No, let's not. I am tired. No, let's not. I am hungry. پس فرق اینو متوجه شدید؟ این درخواست، این درخواست مؤدبانه تره. بعد این let درخواست دیست که حکم پیشنهادم داره، یعنی اون کسی که درخواست میکنه خودش هم جزء این تقاضاست. Let's go out. Let's not go out. بیا نریم بیرون. Not go out. لیت پیشنهاد معمولا صمیمانه است بین دو نفر. آخه این درخواست به اون معنا نیست. اون شما اونجا نشستین از کسی میخواد پنجره رو براتون ببنده یا در رو براتون باز کنه، خب درخواسته، اون داره یه کاری براشون. اما این که به شخص میگه let's go to a movie tonight، خودش هم هست میگه بیا امشب بریم سینما، یعنی دو شخص برابرند. ببینید وقت یه بحثی هست، بعدن شما دارید let me، اون فرق میکنه با let. Let me به معنی permit me یا allow me. شاگرد به معلم میگه instructor let me go out. ها instructor های معلم let me go out، بذار من برم بیرون. این از یک بالاتر از خودش تقاضایی رو مطرح میکنه. اون let me، allow me، permit me. اما اینجا این let دیگه حالت اجازه اصلا نداره، معنیش پیشنهاده. خب Exercise 1 form polite request sentences with suggested words. A second student will respond with yes, I'd be glad to. شما درخواستی رو مطرح میکنین، یه شاگرد دوم will respond. Respond is the same as reply. Respond.
Respond.
Respond. همین لغت دارین توی چیز، توی reading responsible، مسئول یا پاسخگو، از همینه. respond means answer. answer
or reply. برامون
نداره.
نداره. پس این ای مال موقعی که گذشته میشه. اوکی. Excuse me. دیگه بذار این دفعه چک کنم. Answer or reply. Reply هم موقعی که گذشته میشه این فایش تبدیل به IED میشه. خب student close the window. Student A, would you please close the window? And student B says, yes, I'd be glad to. Student B answers, yes, I'd be glad to. خوشحال میشم که خلاصه شده شه. Yes, I'd be glad to. خوشحال میشم که دیگه که چی؟ که close the window or open the window. Open your book. Student B, would you please open your book? Student C, yes, I'd be glad to. بله خوشحال میشم که این کارو بکنم. Number one, Mr. Rafi'i.
Read the sentence. Would you please read the sentence?
مستر محمدی نه اون پایین نمبر 1 نشد ایشون گفتن شما گوش نمی‌کردید الان به شما میگن شما اینو تبدیل به پرسش درخواست مؤدبانه کنید
مستر محمدی would you
Read
the
sentence. Yes, I'd be glad.
Write your name. And would you please
Louder, please. They do not hear your voice. And at the same time, again, read it again. Glad to. Read it again, Mr. Muhammadi. Would you? Would you please write your name?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, Mr. Behishti. You read it, Mr. Behishti will answer. Number three.
Translate
the sentence.
Would you please
translate
the sentence, Mr. Behishti? Yes, I'd be glad to.
Yes.
Mr.
Translate.
Close the door. Would you please close the door?
Yes,
I'd be.
I'd be glad to.
I'd is the short form, the contraction for I would. Next one.
Translate.
Next one.
Go to the store, Michelle. Would you please go to the store?
I'd be glad to. Okay, for negative request sentences, George speaks rapidly. Please don't speak rapidly. George is usually late. Please don't be late. Rapidly, the same as fast. You have had it before. Rapidly.
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 A BMW moves rapidly. A Gion moves slowly. Rapidly is an adverb. Quickly, yes, fast. Yes, yes. Fast, quick. Number one, Mr. Yes. Next one. Waste. Yes, waste. When you use something uselessly, you waste it. Please don't waste time. Please don't waste time. Huh? Don't be late. Next one. Huh? Which one? No, number three, George writes with red ink. George writes with red ink. What is the meaning of this sentence in Farsi? Yes. What is the verb write? So, please do not write in red ink. Please do not write in red ink. Next one. With red ink. Yes, you can say with. Please don't write with red ink. Ham? Yes, with is better. In با جوهر نوشتنه with یا in with better. Next one. Often. George often misses class. What is the meaning of misses class? Huh? No. Miss.
Miss.
Miss. The same as lose. For example, you want to go to another part of Qom with a bus. You want to get the bus. You run after the bus, but the bus goes. You miss the bus. You miss the train. You miss the plane. Yeah. Here, you lose. He misses the class. Means he is late. Always he is late. The class starts at 2 o'clock and John is sleeping at home. When he comes to school, the teacher says, no, you can't come in class. He misses the class. Loses the class. Yes.
Okay. Next one. M is capital. Go ahead. Please don't smoke in class. Often is omitted. Please don't smoke in class. No.
George, speak fast. Please don't speak fast.
Yes. Now, form request sentences that include the speaker. Example, exercise 3. Sing some songs. Let's sing some songs. Go to the movies. Let's go to the movies. Write some letters. Let's write some letters. Number 1. Let's speak English. Next one. Yes. Mosque. Museum. Museum. Reza Abbasi Museum, Carpet Museum of Iran, yes. Iran of Astan or National Museum of Iran. British Museum, Louvre is a museum in France, Louvre. Yes. Next one. Yes. That is enough. Form a negative request sentence, then add affirmative request individually. Let's open the window. No, let's not open the window. Let's open the door. Let's go to the movies. No, let's not go to the movies. Let's watch television. Number 1. Properly. Correctly. Rapidly. Fast. Let's not speak rapidly, yes? Very good. Next one. Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much. Now, let's go to the next part. Now we are going to talk about the plural form of some nouns. These nouns are called irregular nouns because the plural of the plural forms of them are different from the singular form. For example, you say one pen, two pens. One pencil, two pencils. One desk, two desks. One chair, two chairs. But you say a man, two men. A woman, two women. A tooth, two teeth. Huh? A mouse, two mice. A wife, two wives. A child, two children. These are called irregular plural forms. You should memorize them. You should learn them by heart. But hafzeshun konid. Please repeat after me. Man.
Man.
Men.
Men.
Gentleman.
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 Policeman.
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 Businessman.
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 Woman.
Woman.
Women.
Women.
Child.
Child.
Children.
Children.
Wife.
Wife.
Wives.
Wives.
Knife.
Knives.
Knives.
Loaf.
Loaves.
Loaves.
Shelf.
Shelves.
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 Foot.
Foot.
Feet.
Feet.
Tooth.
Tooth.
Teeth.
Teeth.
Mouse.
Mouse.
Mice.
Mice.
Sheep.
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 Fish.
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 People.
People.
Police.
Police.
Clouds.
Clouds.
These nouns don't have any singular form. They are always considered to be plural. Police, always plural. For example, we say, the police are looking for the man. My clothes are dirty. People, people are angry. The people of Iran are happy. The people of Iraq are angry, are sad. These are the nouns, clothes, people, and police. Usually, always, they take the plural form of the verbs. News. News has the plural form, but it always takes the singular verb. The news is interesting. The news is interesting. Yes. In Farsi also we use the same form. We say the news are good. The news is good. The police are looking for the man. The police means all the member of the police, not one. All of them are looking for the man. If we want to use it in the singular form, we say the policeman, the policewoman. Interesting, something which is good to see or to read, something like absorbing, jaleb, attractive. Okay, exercise 5, practice irregular plurals. I see a man, I see two men. I see a gentleman, I see two gentlemen. I see a woman, I see two women. Number one.
Child. I see two children.
Two, number two.
Knife. I see two knives.
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 Next one.
Food. I see two feet.
Teeth. This is a knife. Knife. Go ahead. Continue.
I see
two mice. Next one. Sheep.
I see two sheep.
Yeah, two sheep. Mr. Rafi, huh? You are reading? Okay, you read. Next one. Okay, no problem. Salesman, the person who sells something. Next one, read it. Yes, two. Yes, thank you. Exercise 6, substitute the following words and make the necessary changes. The man is here, are. The men are here. The child is here. The people are here. Interesting. The people are interesting. Number one.
The news are here.
The news is interesting. I told you. The news always gets the singular form of the verb. The news is interesting. Next one. Mrs. Salman. The news is interesting. Bad. Bad. The news is bad. Next one. Yes, bad is bad. Huh? Bad. The news is bad. The tooth. Mr. Park Nejad, the tooth.
The tooth is bad.
Huh? The tooth is bad. I should go to a doctor. My tooth is bad. No. Is he? Next one.
The news is.
The teeth are bad. We were talking about the tooth. 4, 5. What happened, Mr. Hosseini? The teeth were bad. The teeth were bad. Mr. Shirkhani? The tooth is good, yes, because it is, the verb is singular, you should use the singular form of the noun. Next one.
The knife is good.
The knives are good. The knives are. Okay, next one.
The man is good.
Next one.
The news is good.
Okay. You see,
Now we are going to talk about the indefinite pronoun one. For example, you know this pattern. Did you buy sugar yesterday? Did you buy any pencils yesterday? You say no. I am going to buy some today, or I am going to buy some tomorrow. For plural nouns, pencils, or uncount nouns like sugar. Now we are going to talk about the pronoun one. Did you buy a pen yesterday? No, I am going to buy one tomorrow. One. I'm going to buy one tomorrow. No, I am going to buy one tomorrow. Here, one is a substitute for a book. One is a substitute for a book. One means a book. Yes. Exercise 7. Practice the use of one and some as noun substitute. Use tomorrow in your answer. Did you write a letter today? No, I'm going to write one tomorrow. Did you buy some apples today? No, I'm going to buy some tomorrow. Number one.
Did you buy a pen today? No, I am going to buy one tomorrow.
Next one.
Do you buy some stamp today? Did you buy some stamps today?
Yes. سام برای اسامی جمع یا اسامی غیر قابل شمارش عمدن اگه توجه کرده باشید امروز دیگه فارسی سعی میکنم کمتر بهتون بگم. اینجوری باشه متوجه نمیشید، به ضرر خودتونه. یعنی همش عادت میکنی هر چیز رو فارسی بهتون بگیم. به انگلیسی گفتم We use some for plural nouns and for uncount nouns، برای اسامی جمع و اسامی غیر قابل شمارش، مثل سام شوگر، سام باتر. اما وقتی اسم مفرده، ضمیر مفرد نامشخص وانو به کار میبریم، یکی. و بعدم این اصطلاح گفتم، نمیدونم اینجا کیا اهل مشهده، سمت مشهد، نیشابور، سبزوار، اون طرف ها مثلا این ضمیر رو خیلی بیشتر استفاده میکنم، میگن که یکی من، یکی من یعنی چرخ من، صحبت چرخه، میگه چرخ تو خوبه، یکی من خوب نیست، یعنی مال من. در تهران یا اینجا من کمتر دیدم، ولی سمت مشهد که بودم این ضمیر نامشخص رو تو فارسی مورد استفاده داره، منتها بیشتر اون سمت ها من شنیدم. خب بله، یعنی مال من، اون یکی که مال منه. نه هرچی هرچی چرچه فرقی با چیزایی دیگه داره. نیکس وان، این که صحبت میش نیست که بفهم.
Paper today. I am going to read one tomorrow. I am going to read one tomorrow.
Yes. Next one.
Did you learn any word? Word today? I'm going to buy. Learn any words tomorrow.
Which one? Did you learn any words today? No, I'm going to learn some. شما وضعتون خوب نیست. No, I'm going to learn some. You should study more. Next one.
Did you get homework today? No, I'm going to get some milk tomorrow.
Very good. Milk, some. Next one. Some, without milk.
Did you buy a
magazine.
No, I am going to buy the magazine.
No, I am going to buy one tomorrow. A magazine. Instead of a, we say one. I am going to buy one tomorrow. And I told you, magazine is the Arabic word. No. مخزن. Magazine is taken from the Arabic word مخزن. فقط هم برای مجله به کار نمیره. به معنای جای تیر و خانه فیلم تو دوربین و magazine، در واقع مخزن به همین علت هم از تو انگلیسی اون معانی رو هم داره. به معنی خزینه، جام، محل، خزینه فشنگ توی مثلا تفنگ یا جای فیل، به این علته که از عربی گرفته شده. Next one.
Museum.
No, I am going to visit one. ببینید گفتیم visit one ضمیره. بعدی ضمیر رو به کار بیاره دیگه لزومی نداره که اسمو بگید. No, I am going to visit one tomorrow. همون داستان یکی مشهدی ها رو یادتون بیاد. I am going to visit one tomorrow. Next one.
Did you make any sandwich today?
Sandwiches or sandwich? سام دیگه همون سام یعنی مقداری دیگه لازمی ساندویچ دوباره بگی ملکی چرا؟ زمیران اون برای جمع این وان برای مفرد نیکس وان حالا ببینید برای ضمیر شیئی ما یه وقت هم هست که وان استفاده نمی کنیم ایت استفاده می کنیم میگم I have a pencil it is yellow I have a book it is new پس ایت ضمیر سوم شخصه وان هم ضمیر سوم شخصه حالا continue this exercise using it or one همین تمرین ادامه بدید از جمله 13 به بعد هر جا که لازم شد از it استفاده کنین هر جا که لازم شد از one who's there was it
did you buy a pen yesterday no I am going to buy
No, I'm going to buy one. گفتم یه پن نگی. No, I'm going to buy one tomorrow. Or no, I am going to buy it tomorrow. You can say I'm going to buy it tomorrow. Next one. To buy it tomorrow. No, I'm going to buy it tomorrow.
Did you read a newspaper? Today? No, I am going to. No, I am going to.
To read one tomorrow. توجه داشته باشید وقتی که a newspaper شما از one استفاده میکنید یکی وقتی the newspaper از it استفاده میکنید یعنی اون روزنامه که شما دارید به من میگید اون روزنامه مورد بحث توجه داشته باشید وقتی که هر روزنامه باشه فقط یه روزنامه Did you read a newspaper today? آیا امروز روزنامه خوندی؟ No, I am going to read one tomorrow. من میخوام یکی بخونم فردا. اما این جمله رو توجه کنید. Did you read the newspaper today? روزنامه ای که هم من میدونم چیه همون شخصی که سوال میکنه. مثلا قراره که من هر روز روزنامه کیهانه بخونم. Did you read the newspaper today? No, I am going to buy it tomorrow. آن را میخوام فردا بخونم. نه هر روزنامه ای رو. Next one. Yesterday. I am going to read بله No, I am going to read it tomorrow To be going to رو یادتون رفت به همین زودی فرمولش No, I am going to read it tomorrow Next one Museum Yes. A museum one tomorrow. Yes.
Did
To visit it, yes. Next one.
Did you bring a book to today? No, I am going to bring a.
To bring one tomorrow. Next one.
Did you bring the grammar book? No, I am going to buy one.
No. Again. Mr. Salman, again. No. It. So read it again. Repeat.
No, I am going it tomorrow.
To bring it to tomorrow. Okay. Other, the word other. Other.
Other.
I have a book here. I have a book here. I have another book at home. The other one is new. I have a book here. I have another one at home. The other one is new. So, I'll tell you. I'll explain it. Yes. Indefinite. اینجا مفعولی مورد استفاده قرار گرفته. اما میگیم one shouldn't be rude to his parents. شخص نباید بی‌ادب باشه نسبت به پدرش. اونجا چیز دیگه. اینجا اکثرا به صورت مفعولی بود. Other. I have two books. One is here. Another one is at home. The other one is new. Another one means یکی دیگر. The other one means کتاب دیگر. این دوتا با هم دیگه این فرق داره. Another one در واقع another one این قسمت حالا فارسی هم میگیم another one an other one یعنی یکی دیگر an other one یکی دیگر other یعنی دیگر. حالا اینو چون گفتنش مشکله میگیم another one یعنی یکی دیگر.
در حالی که the other one یعنی کتاب دیگر، این چون د جلوش هست معینه، مثل اون فرق ای تو وانه. The other one is at home. I have a pen here on the table. I have another one at home. This one is old. The other one is new. The other one is new. متوجه شدین؟ other یعنی دیگر، another one یکی دیگر، the other one یعنی کتاب دیگر، آن دیگری، یا من که درش مستتر آن کتاب دیگر. خیلی خوب. Practice the use of another one. John is reading a magazine now. He is going to read another one tomorrow. اینجا معنی یکی دیگه میده. Mr. Miller is singing a song now. He is going to sing another one tomorrow. ها؟ یکی دیگه، هر دوش یکی دیگه است. بله. Read number one. Whose turn was it? Number one. Read it. Tomorrow. Yes. A letter now. Mr. Allen is writing a letter now. He's going to write another one tomorrow. Next one. Reading. Yes. Mr. Visit another one. Next one. Bill. Bill is attending the concert now. Concert. In Farsi we say concert. Shajarian has a concert. Shahram Nazeri has a concert. Yeah. کانسرت که فارسی میگیم کانسرت، جمع اجرای چیزیه. نه اون از کانسالت که بهش میگیم کنسل، کانسالتیشن یا کنسولتاسیون فرانسشه، یعنی مشاوره. کانسرت به معنی اجرای موسیقی، حالا یا با آهنگ یا بدون آهنگ. و عرضم به حضورتون و جنبه هنری داره. اون آقایی که شما گفتین چون به عنوان هنر نیست، حالت تعزیه و عزاداری داره، نمیشه هم چیزی رو کنسرت. عرضم به حضورتون از این ما داریم پرفورمنس، اجرا. حالا این پرفورمنس مثل ریسایت هم هست، معنی اجرا، رسیتال پیانو، رسیتال تئاتر. باز یه اجرایی هست تو تالار وحدت، یه هنرمندی یا پیانو اجرا میکنه یا نمیدونم آواز. خب نیکس وان. Another one tomorrow. ببینیم بیل is attending a concert now. بیل در حال حاضر در حضور به هم رسونده یا در حال حضور در یک کنسرته. He is going to attend another one tomorrow. یکی دیگر هم فردا. خب next one. Mr. Ross is eating a sandwich tomorrow. He is going to eat another one tomorrow.
That is very good. Next one.
Smoking and drinking a cup of coffee? No. He is drinking.
Going to the ring. Another one tomorrow. Practice the use of the other one. Exercise 9. Mr. Allen is going to write 2 letters. He is writing one now. He is going to write the other one tomorrow. John is going to read 2 magazines. He is reading one now. He is going to read the other one tomorrow. Number 1, next page. Number 1, Mr. Aminyan. Mr. Ali Muhammad, number 1.
Mr. Taylor, is it Taylor?
Taylor, huh?
Taylor. Taylor is going to paint picture she's
painting.
Painting one now. Another.
She is going to paint the other one.
Tomorrow,
yes. Next one.
John is going to read 2 books. He is reading one now. He's going to read another one tomorrow.
Next one. The other one tomorrow. Okay. Note. توجه. Other can also be used in the plural. The other pens. The other ones. The others. The following sentences illustrate the use of other in the plural. I have 3 pens. One is here. The other ones are at home. The others are at home. Okay? Sentence 2 and 3 mean the same. جملات دو و سه یه معنی رو دارن. In the plural, it is very common to use the short form the others in place of the other ones. در حالت جمع خیلی متداوله که به جای اینکه the other ones بگیم the others. Exercise 10. Listen to the statement about one student. Make a question about the other student. Using who, what or where. Do the exercise once with the other students in the response. Then repeat it using the others or the other ones. A second student can answer the question. Example. One student is reading a magazine. What are the other students reading? They are reading some books. Where are the others? One student is studying in the library. One student is studying in the library. Where are the other students studying? They are studying at home. Number 1. Mr. Rafi, one student
is drinking milk. What are the other students?
Drinking. What are the other students drinking? Next one.
One student is eating in
restaurant.
One student is eating in a restaurant.
What are the other students eating?
Eating finished. Next one.
One student is going some stamps. What are the other students buying? One student is learning some words. What are the other students learning?
Amin. That is enough. Hello. میگه که بعد از آدر میتونه صفت و صفت و اسم یا چند تا صفت و یک اسم هم بیاد به صورت یادداشت تو صفحه 73 صفحه بعد از اینجا نوشته یه نوت داره اون بالا آدر may be followed by adjectives مثلا another old book some other old blue shirts میبینی سه تا صفت بعد از آدر اومده The other green bananas موزای سبز دیگه Other young American students In place of the article and the sum and zero Other may be preceded by either demonstrative or a possessive according to the following formula میگه که به جای حرفای ایو دو ارزم به حضورتون سام و اینها یا زیرو که میگیم نو آدر وان ها نات زیرو یعنی صفر به جای اونها ما میتونیم از صفت اشاره یا صفت ملکی هم استفاده بکنیم بگیم this other books are good Those other books are new صحبت آدره دیگه اونها منتها از اونهایی که اونجا هستن Those other ones are new And these other ones are not new پس میتونیم از صفت اشاره استفاده کنیم یا از صفت ملکی بگیم His other shirts are new This Shirt is old. این پیرهن کهنه است. But his other shirts are new. پیرهنهای دیگرش نو هستن. این یکیست که کهنه است. این هم مورد استفاده دیگه other. پس خاطرتون باشه که other بعد از other. به جای اینکه بگیم the other book میتونیم بگیم the other new book. صفت بیاد و بعد از اون صفت اسم بیاد. یکی این و یکی هم این که قبل از آدر به جای حرف تعریف معین و نامعین ا و د و سام میتونه صفت بیاد صفت اشاره یا صفت ملکی این زیاد چیزی نیست تمرینش هم این زیر نوشته انجام میدید این قسمتی رو که الان میگم توجه داشته باشید چون بعد از این ما یعنی اساس درس بعدی ما در مورد همین تغییر ضمیره You see He say جواد is a student جواد is a student He is from شیراز جواد is a student He is from شیراز جواد is the subject of the sentence جواد فاعل جمله است So the pronoun we use for جواد is he ضمیری که برای جواد به کار میبریم چون جواد فاعل جمله بود ضمیرش هم ضمیر فاعلیه هی مری از ان انگلیش گرل مری دختر انگلیسیه شی از فرام لندن او اهل انگلیسه اهل لندن ناو سامتایمز وی تاک اباوت دی ورد اباوت دی نیم About the person who is the object of the sentence. For example, I see Ali. I am the subject. He is the verb. And Ali is the object. So I say, I see him. I see him. Yes, I see her. I see Mary. Yes. They. I gave the book. I gave the book to them. The anha. These forms are called the objective form of the pronouns. I, subjective. Objective. I, me, you, he, him, she, her, we, you, they, I told them. I told them. He told us. He told us. Again, it is in the objective form. Exercise. He studies with me. ببینید یه وقت هست که این ضمیر به خاطر اینکه اسم مفعول فعل قرار گرفته ضمیر در حالت مفعولی میاد، یه وقت هم هست که ضمیر بعد از حرف اضافه قرار گرفتن، بعد از پرپوزیشن ها قرار گرفتن. He talks with me بعد از پرپوزیشن ها هم ضمیر به حالت مفعولی میاد. He talks with me مفعولی، چون درس بعدی ما اصلا برای همینه، بحثش مفعول به واسطه و بی واسطه است. He talks with me. He gave the book to him. He gave the book to him. I explained the lesson to her. درس رو برای اون شرح دادم. I bought an ice cream for her. I bought an ice cream for her. برای او بستنی خریدم. I bought ice creams for them. برای آنها بستنی خریدم. Okay, exercise 12. Practice the use of objective forms of the personal pronouns. John explained the questions. The question. John explained it. They asked Mary. They asked her. We followed John and Mary. Asked. We followed them. The boys attended the class. The boys attended it. Number one. The boys helped the girl. They helped them. Number two. Mr. Khajui.
The study word
order. Word order ترتیب لغات در جمله، فاعل، فعل و مفعول و غیره. Word order ضمیرش چی میشه؟ It ترتیب لغات آن دیگه، آن را یاد گرفتن، گرامر را یاد گرفتم. Next one. Explaining the pattern. It
The teacher is explaining it. Next one. Answered him. Next one. Learned it, yes. I reviewed my books yesterday. Review means study again, read again. My books? No. My books. Them. Reviewed. نه received. من از بالا نگاه می‌کنم. Received دریافت کردن. Received. چی گفتین شما چی خوندین آقای عراقی؟ نه اول جمله رو چی خوندین؟ نه اون received و یه چیز دیگه خوندین من فکر کردم ریویوه. Next one. Received گفتم من فکر کردم بعد خوندن همون ریویوه. Received. Next one. I helped the new student. I helped them. I am going tonight. Her finished. I am going to see her. Mr. Pagnejo.
He is going to visit him.
Next one.
I followed it.
Okay. Please do exercises number 13 and 14 at home. And also do some of the exercises concerning the plural and singular form of the nouns. And this exercise about exercise 11. یک اگزرسایز راجع به اون جمع اسامی رو انجام بدید. یک الان عرض میکنم. جمع اسامی اگزرسایز 6. Thirteen and 14. اینا رو لطفاً بنویسید که خوب بهش مسلط بشین و به من بدینم بهتره. بقیه رو برای خودتون انجام بدید. تمرین ها نمونه آقایون. این تمرین ها ببینید یه دفعه چشم به هم بزنید. 5-6-7 جلسه دیگه امتحان آخر ترمه. هنوز من میبینم بعضی ها توی to be going to که یه درسی که 3 جلسه پیش خوندیم اشکال دارن. اگه واقعا تو خوندنش اینقدر اشکال دارید چرا نمیپرسید؟ اگر اشکال ندارید پس چرا اینجوری میخونید؟ Did you read the newspaper? No, I am going to read it tomorrow. همین ترکیب و شما یا امش میفته یا گوینگش میفته یا توش. این که نمره نمیگیرید چون همین تو بی گوینگ تو یک نوع از ترکیبات آینده است که حتما سوال خواهد شد ازتون. حالا الان تو این جمله منظور روی حالت سابجکتی یا ابجکتیو
پرونانه، ولی از در مورد همون فعل to be going to که چون یه قسمت از گرامره در یه جمله جای دیگه از شما سوال خواهد شد. در نتیجه هر کدوم از این مباحثی که خوندین ازش سوال خواهد اومد. زمان حال استمراری، گذشته استمراری، منفی کردن زمان حال، منفی کردن افعال حرکتی. اینه که نباید فکر کنی که اینا یه کلیه به هم پیوسته، همشون تو هم تأثیر میذارن.
ما سرعت نمیدیم، تطبیق
به معنای فارسی و انگلیسی اصلا نباید این کارو بکنید. من اول بهتون گفتم شما اصلا بحث ترجمه اینجا نیست، باید انقدر این درس رو تکرار کرده باشید که از طریق بازتاب های شرطی من میگم How are you today؟ شما میگین Fine, thanks and you؟ خوبیم، شما چطور؟ حالا ممکنه کسی خوبم نباشه ولی از بس این دیگه تکرار شده اینجوری میگه. خب آیون یه تعدادی دیر تشریف آورد.